I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bone with Bobcat right here on the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid, smash that subscribe button. Now over 18,000 subscribers and counting on the YouTube channel, which means we are less than 2,000 subscribers away until 20K and cracking open the last can of Colt 45 Double Malt right here on the podcast. And I'm sure we will think of some other festivities to enjoy after we hit 20,000 subscribers. So if you stumbled across this video on the YouTube, whatever brought you to the dance, if it was Rodney, Johnny, Homer, Stone Cold, Norm, any classic clips that might have brought you to the podcast to subscribe to the YouTube channel, thank you. Cheers. We will drink to that. And stick around. You never know. You might enjoy us here. You might have a fun time. Grab yourself a drink. Tell your friends. Sit back, relax, because we have a great show on tap here this week. We got drinks to cover. We have things we've been waiting to taste test here on the podcast. So let's not waste any more time and welcome in Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
Hello, sir. I'm doing great. Doing great. This one has been on the books for a while, and
we were teasing it. First, we get the news of new drinks.
Yes.
And then we got to go out. We got to go searching for the new drinks, and then somebody finds it. Then somebody else finds it. Then you got to go out searching yourself for it there. Then all of a sudden, you finally have it in your hands. We teased it last week on the podcast, and we are going to crack open a new beverage here this week. So stick around for that. But to help us with the beverages, we need to bring in the third Four Loko sponsored Musketeer here. Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I don't know if you'd call it jet lagged. I'm drove lagged.
I was going to say world traveler, but you were just the United States traveler. You have gone across the country over the past few weeks. So we've missed you for a few weeks here on the podcast, but you've been a busy man, but you're back. So
that's right.
Now you can sit back, you can relax and have a few drinks.
I'm excited about it, man. I have had quite a few drinks in the past couple
weeks. I'm sure.
Yeah. it's been a hectic couple, a couple weeks, man. First week to Disney World, a drink around the world, actually made it.
Okay. Then, yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, we wanted to see if we'd make it.
I made it. It was rough. There was one, Japan is what did it for me. Is what got that buzz really going. I walked up and I said, "Hey, I'm trying to make it around the world and get fucked up and have a good time. Surprise me," because she asked me what drink I wanted. Well, this lady, she spoke English with everybody else's order, but she looked behind her at the people making drinks and said something in Japanese. Wow. And they all looked at me and smiled. And then she handed me a big old...
That's always good.
Yeah, she handed me a big old cup of just straight stout sake. And it was rough.
Wow.
But yeah, I finally made it. Once we got to Mexico, that was the hardest drink I've ever tried to get down, but we did it. Yeah.
Nice.
You made it. Right. And you live to tell. You're here. And now you can drink from the comfort of your own home.
That's right. Being in my own home is nice now.
I was going to say, after a few weeks out there, especially you when you're going all around, driving all over the place, to just sit back and have that little recovery time.
Yeah, it's nice.
At home. And why not have a few drinks to help you recover?
That's right. I mean, yeah, don't stop, man.
It's certainly going to be cheaper drinking.
It is. It's going to be a lot cheaper.
Drinking at home will be a lot cheaper that way. So I think let's get the party started here.
Oh, I'm not ready.
So we have a few things on tap this week. I mean, we have a main event this week, but to get us to the main event, Kevin was also, you know, he was in Vegas. So when you're in Vegas, you want to hit the jackpot. You want to win.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes if you're playing cards, you want to get maybe four kings. Might be a nice hand to get out there. Mm. So figured we're going to start things off here with a little King Cobra action here.
My little find on the way to Florida.
Yes, that is one that Kevin found out there on the road. Yeah, which we had discussed a while back, and I think that was when we did the – it might have been the new Colt 45 episode when Roadhouse and myself found it. And we said, oh, well, Kevin, if you can get a King Cobra, if you can't get a Colt 45, because we both had 40s of that, and you're like – struck out, couldn't find any King Cobra anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, in your travels, you sent us a picture of the one day.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, look what I found.
That's
showed
awesome.
Showed us the bottle of the King Cobra there. So we're like, you know what, let's have a little warm up here because you want to hit the jackpot. You know, four kings are always a great hand to get out there. So let's dive in. Let's crack open a little King Cobra, some premium.
The smooth
taste. See, there we go. Actually, didn't have a difficult time with the cap for once on one of these four.
Yeah.
See, look at there.
A little bit of cold steam coming from it.
Cobra.
King Cobra.
Right there.
All day. Yep.
Right there.
Look at that bad boy.
Yeah. See?
That's nice.
Right there. King Cobra. Premium malt liquor. Smooth taste. 6%. Alcohol by volume, one of the classics here. So, all right, guys, let's get started here. A little King Cobra action. All right, cheers.
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 Ooh. Ooh, that is smooth.
That's cold.
Oh, that is so cold. Good. That is cold, and it is smooth out there. Ooh, man.
Oh, man.
Mm. Ooh.
That's about as good as I remember it.
Yes, ooh. Yes, buddy.
Man, I should have got more. We were just that road trip was a killer, and I was like, I'm just gonna grab one. I probably should have grabbed a few, but it's okay.
That's always the dilemma when you, especially when you're out somewhere, and I've done that many times too when I've been out on vacation or somewhere, and you go into the stores and there's a 40 of something that is rare and you don't see it often, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to get one at least. And if I'm not drinking it while I'm here, I'm going to bring it home with me. And then you're like, well, do I get more than one? Do I get two? Yep. You're like, okay, where am I going to put all this stuff? Especially as long as you're driving. It's one thing if you got to ship stuff back to you. If you're flying. I mean, I've done it before, but it's not the easiest thing to do. Best thing, if you have a cooler with you, just throw them in the cooler and go. But it's like, you have a whole cooler full of 40s. Well, it's a great investment.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't always make the most sense to do it. But then you're kicking yourself after you drink that one.
Oh, I'm telling
like,
you.
Mm. Like, shit, I should have loaded up and just bought like a case while I was
That's
there.
All right. I'll probably get my sister-in-law or somebody to send me some from over there. Because that's good. Yeah, man. I've been missing that. But yeah, I'm telling you, I tried to find like Colt 45 over there going towards Vegas because I figured going that way, you could find Colt 45, and I didn't find anything. It was I found weird beers that were just kind of they looked like craft beers, but they weren't. I was like, nah, I'm not really interested in that. I was kind of on a mission and didn't find anything. But
yeah.
That's okay though. I drink a lot of what is it called, the Dirty Dog or something like that beer. Okay. I think that's what it's called or something. Found that at one of the casinos in the Rio while I was winning $15 on blackjack.
I was gonna say, I mean, didn't you also say you want you found the you had some Rolling Rock too?
Yes, I found Rolling. Right? Yes, that was another thing. Is I found Rolling Rock over there on the way. That was nice. It was, I drank a few while we were there in the hot tub and stuff. And I got some, I got some looks, cause we were in a fancy resort over there in Florida. And, people were like, oh, are you drinking Rolling Rock? know?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Yeah. I was like, hey, it's good, okay? And I'm chilling, you know? But I had a good time, man. I had a good time in Florida. I had a good time in Vegas. Got to meet, you know, have y'all ever watched that movie, The New Guy? The guy is like, he's like, who's the bitch now?
Yeah.
So funny thing, he was there. DJ Quaz mm-hmm. was there, man. I got to give him a shout out. He's one of the coolest actors I've ever met in my life. I'm telling you, very down to earth, very cool guy. One of our guys got to tattoo him, and then he came and hung out, you know, at our booth for a little while and stuff like that. I may or may not have got his phone number, but I'm not one to blow up his phone or anything. I just, you know,
I think he was in that movie, The Core.
I think so too. That and then that zombie movie.
He was in Road Trip.
Yeah,
a lot younger than, a lot skinnier.
Yeah, a lot of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
He's just as tall as he looks in the movies. He's tall.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But he's such a cool guy. He said whenever we do the Supernatural Con in Austin again, he wants to buy us all some drinks, and I was like, I'm down, man.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm down. He would be a solid guy to drink with.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And tell
I want to see if I can get him to.
If you join us on the podcast for some drink,
that'd be cool.
Wow. Invitation is always on the table.
Yeah. Also, Barry Bostwick, the guy from Rocky Picture Horror Show or mm-hmm. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm sorry, the husband, the one that wears the underwear.
Okay,
he was there, and of course, he didn't get tattoos, but I went and got him to sign a pair of underwear. And all that, and then I look at his last name, and I was like, "That's very close to my last name, man." He was like, "What's your last name?" And I said, "It was Bostic." And he goes, "You want me to tell you something very interesting, and you need to do some research and come back to my table and let me know what you find out." He said, "We might be related because Bostwick and Bostic both derive from the same surname." So I went back and I did a little bit of research in between tattoos, and I found out that he's a distant cousin of mine.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. That was so freaking cool. I was like, man, you know, I never thought that I'd be related to somebody that cool. He's a pretty cool guy, too.
He's probably thinking the same thing, Kevin.
Yeah.
He probably is. Yeah. He goes, man, you're a rock star.
Yeah. See?
He came over there to our booth and took pictures with us. He goes, you're a freaking rock star, man. I was like, thank you.
He's like, man, you're Four Loko sponsored, man. Man, you're awesome,
man. Not too many people say that.
Yeah.
Oh, when I told DJ Qualls that, he goes, man, that's a rough sponsorship. I was like, it's a good sponsorship though. Yeah. You know, so maybe I'll get him to drink a Four Loko next time I see him. I don't know.
Cool. It's always an offer on the table, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. That would be so cool. Oh man!
I was gonna say, even though the Four Loko sponsorship, they've been slacking a little bit.
So they have.
They haven't fixed their loyalty rewards system yet.
So I haven't done that. They also didn't. They usually repost my story, like, and that was actually a good story. I took a picture of the Caesar's Palace in the background mm-hmm. with the Four Loko jackpot. I was surprised they didn't repost that. I don't know.
Yeah, they've been slacking a little bit recently. I don't know if there's any changes going on in the world of Four Loko out there. I know when Roadhouse and myself we were talking last week on the podcast, I did notice that the new Four Loko pre-games, the box ones, have been rebranded as Four Loko Remix now.
I saw that.
So they're not Four Loko pregame in the box ones. They're now Four Loko remix. So right. I don't know if that means that they're still keeping just these little guys here as the Four Loko pregames, which I think fits it well that these guys should be the pregames, the little flask ones, and then you want to do Four Loko remix in the beatbox type style. You know, go for that. And speaking of beatbox, I know. You said you found the beatbox, the cinnamon one on your travels, which I did see in my travels today. I saw it on the shelf, and because of your review, I said, I am not picking this one.
A hard pass.
That was a very, I wanted to wait to drink it on the podcast, but I was sitting out there on our balcony just chilling after a long day at Disney. And I was like, this is one that I don't know if I review it and I don't like it on the podcast, I don't want to review it and just not like it, you know, like it. Well, so I drank it.
Review.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a very honest review. I took the first sip. I was like, you know what? That's not bad. It tastes like Red Hots. But the further I got in that drinking it and stuff, I was like, it was just. it tasted like chemicals. Almost. Yeah. You know, it was
I don't know a full drink though. Of that. It's one thing if you're doing like Fireball and you're doing shots or you're putting that in a drink.
Yeah.
The cinnamon, the hot cinnamon flavor. I don't know, drinking a whole container of just that supposed to be that cinnamon Fireball type
it
flavor.
Was not okay.
I could imagine the first couple sips, you're like, oh, this isn't bad. Yeah. And then the further you go down, you're like, oh, okay, now you're getting the taste of everything and you get the sweeteners and all that stuff in those things. You're like, okay, you know what? This isn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you took one for the team on this one.
I did.
So
I just wonder
if you want to try it,
make a difference.
I wouldn't go out my way and get another one. I'll tell you that much. It's just not. It wasn't my cup of tea. It was good. I had to force it down. At the time, like the first couple sits were good, but then when you got to force it down, I'm just not.
Yeah.
And it wasn't your typical enjoyable. Beatbox. I'm used to the fruity beatboxes and stuff like that, and you know it wasn't the best.
Yeah, I think it's just that flavor. I don't think it's meant to be for a drink you consume all in one whole container.
Yeah,
you don't see many cinnamon. There's no really cinnamon beers. There's not cinnamon malt beverages out there on the shelves. So I get why they would create it, because they're like, oh, it's cinnamon. It's like a Fireball in a beatbox.
Yeah.
But to drink a whole container of it?
That was too much.
You want to pour it, you want to do mixed drinks with the Fireball, that's great.
Maybe,
but drinking the whole thing is a little much, I think, for it there.
Exactly. So
if you make a note of it, because I mean, it just came out a few months back.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it actually lasts as
I want to see if regular, it actually stays on there.
We come back here in January of 2027. Is the Fireball or the cinnamon beatbox still out there? We'll make a note of that one.
Yeah, and if it is, let's go ahead and try it.
Yeah, we'll say that right now. In a year from now, if it's still out there, if the cinnamon beatbox is still out there on shelves, we will crack it open here on the podcast and try it
That's
out.
That's right.
See?
That's right. And I'll have something else probably special too that day. So
yeah.
And man, by the way, it's looking you'll be well over 20,000 by that time.
Hey, we're on track now. Now over 18,000 subscribers here. So we were, you know, talking. We got 18,000 subscribers, close to 20,000. And then, as we were saying last week, we're on this should be episode 383 of the podcast. So we're on the fast track to episode 400,
which
we should hit by the summertime, which we will do something special for that. I mean, there could be some more 40s.
I will make sure to try to find another King Cobra by that time. That gives me enough time to find another King Cobra, because this is just
it's good.
I say it's nostalgic just because I hadn't had one in so long, but it's good and it's just as good as I remember.
Well, I went in a couple towns over, and the only place that has King Cobra is about, I don't know, 45, 50 miles away. So I bought a bunch of them and, you know, drank them throughout the week. And then I realized I only had one left.
That's always how it goes with you, man. That's what happens. Yeah. He sends me a picture a week ago with this box of stuff he got. He's got King Cobras. He's got Old English cans. He's got Hurricane High Gravity.
Yeah.
He's got Four Loko in there. Then a week later, what's left? I have one. One King Cobra left and a Four Loko. And a Four Loko.
Yeah, right? That's like,
where's it go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old English gone. I mean, that's
the hurricane. I know you said it, you drank that the other day too. That that's gone. The other King Cobra 40s, that's gone. So that only leaves two things left on there. And we cracked open one of them here, you know, the King Cobra. We got, you know, there's three of us. We got three of a kind, three kings, here.
Got three kings. And then we hit the jackpot.
And that could be. Yeah, sometimes three kings is all it takes.
Oh, yeah.
To hit the jackpot there. So I think it's time that we celebrate hitting the jackpot. And we break out the newest arrival to the Four Loko lineup here.
The Four Loko jackpot. And
that is.
Look at that.
The Four Loko jackpot. We've been talking about it now for about a month or so.
Yeah.
Since the news came out about it. And then it looks like now it's starting to really get a push for it. And if you haven't seen it yet in your area, I would assume it should be hitting shelves soon there, because it is on the Four Loko Finder on the website now. It does list the jackpot. Kevin
store around me now.
Yeah. Kevin brought to my attention that it was on the Finder last week, because I looked maybe a week before and it wasn't on there. And then he's like, "Oh, look!" And I said last week when I found it, I was like, I looked and I saw the store that was like 2 miles away. I'm like, "Oh shit! Let me go over
right there. Yeah,
and pick it up." Then boom, on the shelf, there it is.
It was actually at one of my favorite liquor stores, but it was the other one. So we have two. It's called Lone Star Spirits, and we have two of them here. So there's one on the ghetto side of town and one kind of on the nicer side. And the one on the ghetto side is the one that had them. And I was like, the other place doesn't carry any Four Lokos. They're like, oh, we do, though. And they even had like these little cups or these jars that were like filled with the shooters and stuff like that had like stuff to mix it with and everything like that. And they'd actually talked to me and they asked me if I had any like ideas on what they could put in them. And I was like, y'all have a couple pre-games, put a couple pre-games in there, you know, maybe like put another couple shooters and stuff in there, you know, and they're like, that's a good idea. And I was like, I promise you it'll sell.
Yeah.
So next time I go in there, I'm going to find out if they sold. But
now I've been staying away from all the reviews and I have no idea what the flavor profile is.
I do. That's the only thing I know. I don't know anything about the reviews. I did look up the flavor profile while I was in Vegas. Have y'all or...
I've heard, I had a few people reach out to me that have found it, and what they were telling me, they did say the flavor and some of their thoughts on it there. So I didn't go out of my way to find anything, but if people had sent me messages about it, I did read them.
Yeah. So
I have an idea of everything, but we'll find out.
What I read was it has a, flavor profile of a fruity strawberry daiquiri is what it's supposed to have like hints of, I guess. So I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, that kind of goes off of the
it pink, does. It's a pink and blue
can. I mean, if you can see here, I mean, it's got the dice. The jackpot's got like the classic, kind of like the Vegas, logo type thing there with it. There, the Four Loko. You got your dice there. And the pink and the
it is pretty cool.
The blue there. Nice can.
Yeah, and I like how they put the jackpot in gold. That was cool.
Yeah,
you know that they put the it was a really cool design. I like it.
Yeah. So let's do it. It's time. It's time. We hit the jackpot. We had our kings here. So now it's time to celebrate hitting the jackpot here with the Four Loko jackpot.
Oh, here we go.
Cracking that bad boy open.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, smells.
Yeah.
Smells good. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You smell the strawberry. Yeah, you got that smell, that strawberry there.
Oh, buddy, we're in trouble.
we're going to get in some trouble.
All right, it's time to get loco here with the new Four Loko jackpot. All right, guys. Right. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
This thing is good.
Oh wow, that is, yeah, very strawberry.
That's dangerous.
Yeah,
tastes like a Starburst, like the pink Starburst. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With just the hint of alcohol with it.
With the hint, and it's not that bad.
It doesn't have, as we always say, this sometimes the Four Locos have that overpowering alcohol follow.
Yeah.
To it.
That doesn't. That's surprising. This
doesn't. Where we would say before, we have said like the juice usually doesn't have that follow to it of the alcohol, and the jackpot here is similar to that, where it's, you taste the flavor, you get that little hint, you know it's got alcohol in it, you can taste it,
yeah,
but it's not that burn, and it's not,
it's, you're got, not,
you're,
the
not, you're not hating Four yourself
Loco follow that isn't offensive.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like a,
this would be for classier people.
Four Loco Gold, you know you're drinking a Four Loco.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do.
Even though it's good and it's, you know, I love them. It's got that I don't know, offensive follow.
Yeah, it's got that. You feel it as it's going down. You're like, okay, I feel that burn to it. You feel the kick coming in right there.
Exactly. Yeah. This one's good. This one's dangerous. I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I've got two more in the fridge, and I'm excited about it. Man, I had to get three of them. Yeah. So speaking of when I didn't hit the jackpot at all. I was hoping to hit big, but I did. And there was this like older lady that I ended up tattooing her or whatever, and she had saw us in the casino in the Rio over there.
Yeah, ripping over there.
Yeah, he dripped a little bit. You got a hold now.
Yeah.
But I was sitting at the bar. Yeah,
I hit the jackpot every day.
That's right. That's right. I won $15 on blackjack while we were waiting for our beer. And I was like, I'm going to cash out. I put in $5, whatever, you know.
Right.
Then we met her over there, and she was on this Wheel of Fortune game. And I've seen it before, like in Shreveport and stuff. Never really thought much of it. I was like, that's a bigger machine. I feel like those bigger machines are going to be harder to win. Apparently not. And she taught me the trick. Everybody said there's myths that there's tricks on how to hit big and how to whatever. But this lady was telling me that she has put in like $15, $20 at a time on these machines. And she waits for it to fill up, you know, to where it's about to burst. And then she bets big, bets small, bets big, and then bets small. And this lady was putting in $20 and getting like $300 out of it. So I was like, okay, prove it. So I put in my little $15 voucher in there. I was like, you just hit big on this machine, so we'll move over to the one next to it, which looked like it was filling up pretty good, right? She did it, and I turned $15 into $138.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I was like, hey, bad. I'm cashing out right here. I'm going to Fremont.
I'm uninformed. Tell me what filling up means.
So on the have you ever been to like a casino and seen the slot machines?
No, not where at it's all. Like,
you've never been to a casino?
No.
Ooh. You're coming. I'm going to.
There you go. I got to bring them along. I was going to say, I mean, I guess Kentucky's not the hotbed of the casinos of the world.
We have gaming centers, and we do have where they have slots and stuff. But
so by filling up, I mean like there's ones that have like little treasure boxes, and the more you hit, like you hit certain things or whatever, and it starts filling up the treasure boxes and stuff. So you want to see the ones that have like the most in there, where it's piling up to where it's starting to like shake a little bit, and it looks like it's about to burst. And those are the ones where if you do that, you get like bonus, you get bonus games or whatever, bonus turns. And then you have another one. So you have two. One of them's bonus spins. The other one's bonus, or the other one's jackpot. Well, we were looking at the ones that where the jackpot was almost filled up. And when that fills up, you get extra spins, but also like you get a chance to win the jackpot. And even if you don't hit the jackpot, 98% of the time, you're going to end up hitting at least, you know, $100 to $300, $500. So those were the ones that lady was hitting, and she was hitting all those machines. And I was like, so that's why I was like, prove it. Because I've been sitting here doing all these machines and it just takes my money, you know? But yeah. I was only betting small. I was only betting like 75 cents instead of betting like $2 at a time. And then I bet, she bet $2 and then she bet, you know, a dollar. And then she bet $2, bet a dollar. And she go back and forth like that. And it kind of, it doesn't really trick the machine, but it shows that, okay, this is a big bettor. So we need to give them more of an incentive to play, you know, instead of just take the money.
Yeah.
So, I kind of learned that because she was coming back and she would always come back to my booth. She goes, I just took a break over there in the casino down the hall and I just won me $300 more. And I was like, here's your 20. I hand her another 20 and she goes, oh no, I'm good for right now. I was like, no, turn my 20. Yeah, into
what
that.
About me? Yeah. You know, like, this is not for yeah. you. This is for me. You do your exactly. thing with my $20. Make me $300 off my 20.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, shit, I'm over here working, busting my ass to make this money. When you're just sitting at a machine, you know, like shit.
Just hitting the buttons, man. That's it. Just
yeah.
Just going through, man.
But that was that night we went to Fremont, the video that I sent y'all. The fun one. I swear nice. I'm not gay, guys. I swear I'm not gay. Everybody show was like, dude, you're gay.
Yeah.
But so we went to Fremont. Our plan was actually to eat because we were kind of hungry. And if y'all have ever seen online, it's this famous place that's on Fremont called the Heart Attack Cafe. Have y'all seen it?
Nope.
No.
Look it up. It's cool. Yeah. So the first thing that you see when you walk up to it, it looks like a hospital almost. And they have like these sexy nurses in there and stuff. And then they have a scale out in front of it that says, if you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free. And so you can walk up and weigh yourself. And if they're dead serious. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you wow. eat a meal for free. But it also, they have like these alcohol drinks where they'll bring it out in like an IV bag and the straw is like the little
okay.
hose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you drink them through the IV bag. And then if you don't, they have certain meals where if you don't eat it all, the nurse will like bend you over and spank you. And so that was my thing. I was like, I would purposely not eat my food just to get those snakes. You know, like shit. Well, we didn't make it over there because one of the artists and his wife actually planned on getting married at a chapel over there. And so we were all like, yeah, let's go find a chapel. They just got their license. And so we walked around. Actually, we first ordered a drink. And we were going to make our way over there. And one of the other artist's wife was like, I'll buy y'all's first round, whatever. I was like, are you sure? Because if you're buying the first round, I'm going all out, right? So I ordered me a Long Island iced tea. And over there on Fremont, they pour heavy. I'm talking, my other friend got a Jack and Coke. And they were in cups like almost, they're probably like 24-ounce cups.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they're big cups. So they filled that bad boy full of like this much Jack and like this much Coke. Ooh. You know, like it was just, I was like, my God. So I was like, well, I want a Long Island iced tea. And I'm telling you, they filled that thing up. Mm. It was just pure liquor, barely any good. Sour, barely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't drink Coke. So I said, just leave the Coke out. I don't care.
It's just a glass of liquor right there.
Yeah. Just all liquor. Right. So I finished that thing off and I'm feeling great, you know? And so they got me a glass of water. And I took a hit off of a vape pen too, and so I was feeling it, you know. And so I'm walking down, you know, just looking up, minding my own business, and then all of a sudden somebody grabs me by the wrist and like pulls me over, and I thought it was somebody trying to mug me, so I was about to punch him. And yeah, I mean, I went like this.
You got the fist and cuffs up. He's like, "Yeah, where are we going? Hey."
Yeah, I look up and it's the Chippendales dancer, and I was like, "No, I don't. I'm not doing this." I said, "No, number one, I don't want to spend money on you." Number two, I'm straight. But then the other guy, there's two guys. The other guy grabs my shoulders and sits me down on this little saddle thing. And I looked at my friends. I said, what the fuck is happening right now? I didn't pay for this. My other guy, the tattoo artist, like friend Dan,
got you.
Like paid them in front of me. He was in front of me and he paid them. He goes, this guy back here wants a lap dance. And so they just start getting at it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm in Vegas. Whatever.
Just
I'll be a good
sit
sport.
Back. Just enjoy it. Just have fun. Yeah, hey, they paid for it. You didn't pay for it, so
yeah. So then later on,
you should have stayed in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It didn't. Everybody was sending the videos out. I was like, look what happened.
It's all out there.
Yeah.
On the internet now, it's fair game. It'll find its way here.
Yeah, but then I got a lap dance by one of the other the girls or whatever, she bit me over and like started whipping my butt, but she hit my balls.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
She smacked dead center.
Low, yeah.
I was like, she smacked it and I was trying to play it off. I was like,
yeah.
Not good. Yeah. It hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
It hurts a bit, but yeah. I'm going to power through it.
Lady, you need to kiss it and make it well.
God bless, dude. But we had too many side missions on the way to the chapels. And so apparently the chapels don't stay open 24 hours off Fremont. There were other ones that did, but we were trying to stay on Fremont. And so we had a screenwriter. He wrote a few. He wrote the cartoon for Supernatural, and then he wrote a couple other movies. He was with us partying and stuff and hanging out. And come to find out, he's an ordained minister. So we just started walking along the street, you know, and trying to find a chapel, but we didn't. So on the way back, we found this little church-looking place, and they just got married on the top of the stairs. It was ghetto, but it was cool.
Ordained.
Yeah.
Right here.
You are a bomb. Yeah, my man. See? There you go. Okay. I mean, the
officiant of the High Life, the official of the Miller High Life ordained minister here. Yes. So
there you go.
So I could have done it. Yeah. I got a certificate to prove it. It's official. You know.
That's great.
It was such a fun time. I'm telling you, that was actually. I mean, the first we went to Fremont twice. So we went the night before. We had fun. Then we went the night after, and we had even more fun. But because it was all the guys. The first time it was just me and the two guys that came with me. The second night it was all of us, and we had so much fun. Apparently, my friend Cody, if you're listening, dude, I'm sorry. We still have fun though. But he babysat me a little bit, and we went to go get gyros or whatever because I was hungry, and I never ended up eating it. I woke up the next morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I saw it sitting on the table, and so I heated it up in the microwave and ate it that morning.
Yeah. Okay, so you still did it. Hey, that's the best right there, man. We've talked many times about either the junk food or the morning after food.
Oh, it was good. It was so good.
So good.
The first night, though, we did go on the Strip. I will tell you, if y'all ever go to Vegas, Fremont's better than the Strip. However, the only reason we had fun on the Strip was because so my friend Cody's dad is a owner with Club Wyndham. So he gets like 1.2 million points a year. So his dad used points to get us a resort. But the only downfall is a lot of times you have to sit in on those little timeshare meetings. Okay. But Cody's wife wasn't there. So he couldn't really he couldn't buy anything. So an hour meeting turned into 15 minutes, but this woman was trying to honeypot us. Like she did. She was wearing a short skirt, everything like that. I was trying to first thing she mentioned, she goes, "Oh, are y'all here for the porn convention?" I was like, "Huh?" what? No, it's a Supernatural convention. I was like, I'm tattooing there, you know, but
multiple conventions. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently there was, but because we did that meeting, we got to go on that big old giant Ferris wheel that's by the dome.
Okay.
And, included with that was it was supposed to be 45 minutes of unlimited drinks, but that Ferris wheel ride was like 30 minutes. But we get there, and in that 30 minutes, I had 8 vodka based drinks, and probably like 6 or 7 shots.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Yeah,
free. I mean, for free.
Oh, that's good.
We get to the gift shop, and my friend Lane found some glasses. They were like sunglasses that was a Batman mask, and so he's walking all down the Strip. And he's asking everybody that he'd run up into. He's like, "Where's Rachel?" You know,
and I've seen that on your Instagram story.
Yeah, or on my Snap story. Yeah, and then we walked into Caesar's Palace, and he goes, "Where's Caesar?"
Is this a real Caesar's Palace?
he walked up to the statue, and he goes, "Where is he?" You know, I mean, he was on one. People were loving it too. I will tell you, on the Strip, there's a lot of strippers that are being pimped out. And we kept getting like these VIP tickets where they were like, "There's a free we'll give you a free limo ride to the club as long as you buy 2 drinks in here."
Yeah,
and all that. We never ended up going to one. I was just like,
I remember from when I was there, 10 years ago, it was just hand out the cards of like the escorts and the strippers and everything. And at one point, because I was trying to find the post, because I know there was a buddy. Dan, who did he was on the podcast years ago. He did some posts on the website, and he had gone to Vegas, and he had done a blog post about the whole Fremont experience. Oh. And I know he said there was a bar out there too that had like $1 hot dogs and $1 beers.
Yes, we saw that.
I don't know
that.
if you came across that. And he's like, this is like the best place to go to. It's just dollar beer, dollar draft beers, dollar hot dogs, and just sit there all day.
Good food, and just, good alcohol.
And just keep eating that stuff. And I was going back and I was looking and I was trying to find the thing, and we had a similar thing where I forget where we were in Vegas, and it was cheaper for us to rent a limo to drive us around than to get like a cab
or an
to
Uber.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this was in 2015. So there was no Ubers at the time. So it was like, okay, get a cab from one or get a limo. And we had like, you know, six or seven of us, so we could split the cost of a limo to go around and just drive down the strip in Vegas. And I had at the time, I had like these little, it wasn't business cars, but it was like cars I had printed out at home for Bumwine Bob. I was handing them out to people like and on the streets and everything, as you know, you're trading like, okay, here's the, you know, the escort cards of this. And I'm like, okay, I'll take this, but here's my card. Take this.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Send this back out there.
Those are collector's items now.
Yeah. I know. I had some friends that were like, they're trying to go through and they just go to the guys out there, hand out these cards, and they would just, you know, grab all of them. I was like, okay, do I have like the full set here? Like, are these worth money?
Yep.
So, funny thing, my father-in-law, we didn't find this out until he passed away, but we were looking in his little recipe book thing that he has. Like, he has these recipe cards and stuff. We were looking through it, and we found that he had these Vegas cards that the ones they hand out, they kind of look like trading cards a little bit, but it has the escort on it, and then it has their phone number.
Yeah.
So I actually got one from there just to add to that recipe thing, like just to add to the collection. I was like, every time we go to Vegas now, I'm going to get a new one.
Yeah. Just keep adding. It's your mission. Every time you go back, you have to add to it.
Yeah. It was actually honestly kind of cool. We literally talked to a stripper and her pimp, I guess, or whatever you call it, for probably like 45 minutes. Because right in front of Caesar's Palace, there's this little, like, it looks like a coliseum, a mini coliseum, and then it has like the statue in there on it or whatever. And we were right there, and they tried to like reel us in, and we were like, no, we're not doing it. But they talked to us for a little while because the stripper had piercings and stuff, and so we got into talking about like tattoos and piercings and stuff. And then the pimp was like, okay, he's not. They're not gonna go. So
you're not paying the money to.
Yeah, but she was genuinely trying to have a conversation, and this dude was just like, no.
Well, yeah, he's out there trying to get the money. Yeah, he wants the.
Yeah. But it was a fun time though. That was fun. We ended up going to we went to Caesar's Palace, and my goal was that I really wanted to, because that was the night that if you saw the picture of me dressed like Zach Galifianakis from Hangover. That I was wearing the white jeans, you know, I was wearing a Mike Tyson shirt that said it was Iron Mike Dyson, and it had like a picture of Mike Tyson as a vacuum. And so I was wearing that, and it was even tucked in and everything. So I was wearing that. So my goal was to walk in there and ask if it's the real Caesar's Palace. But then my friend Lane got those glasses, and I was like, this is even better. You have to go in there and be like, where's Caesar? You know, so he did it. But he got really drunk, and while we were pulling out of the parking garage, he opened the window, and this big group of people were walking by, and he goes, "Where's my Kia Rio?" I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
What, are you okay, man?"
No, we all have friends like that.
I don't need to go to Vegas.
Yeah, at least one time in your life you have to.
Well, you know what happened if we all went to Vegas, you know what would happen if we all
one of us is getting punched by Mike Tyson. That's probably what would happen. I mean, luckily I didn't pee in Mike Tyson's fountain or steal his tiger.
You didn't steal. I was gonna say, you didn't steal his tiger out there.
Now
one thing I want to do with this Four Loko Jackpot, which I heard, I'm gonna pour it out.
Okay.
Oh, see the color.
To see the color here, which I heard it is this clear color. It's clear. I mean, there might be a hint of pink in there for the.
No,
I don't see a hint of pink at all. I don't know. It's a Capri Sun, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a juice box.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's one of our followers likes to reach out, and he had found the jackpot. I guess it was probably around Christmas time. He's the one that reached out and said that, okay, he tried it and he said, okay, it was the strawberry flavor. He's like, if you pour it out, it's clear. And that now that the bubbles have subsided, you can tell it is pretty much a clear. It's like the crystal Pepsi of the Four Loko jackpot.
Crystal Pepsi, man, that was good.
Over there,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. There's a guy named L.A. Beast, I think I've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. He actually made a campaign trying to get Crystal Pepsi back.
Yeah, well, they brought it back.
They did.
I was always on that train because I had Crystal Pepsi when it first came out, and it was all the nostalgia with it. And was it great? Was it? It was whatever at the time. Right. Growing up, you know, being a kid, drinking it. But then when it came back, and I think it was like probably 10 years ago at this point, in like 2016, I saw some pictures pop up in my memories recently that when Pepsi re-released it, and I had gotten some of the bottles of it. It's not the same. It wasn't the same at the time.
It'll never be the same.
And I know like L.A. Beast, he'll find this old stuff, like the legitimate old stuff, and crack it open, or like a Snickers bar from 1993.
Yeah,
like fun. He's crazy. I watched him. I'm like, why are you eating this? I mean, we talked about, you know, a 30-year-old Colt 45 Power Master cracking open one of those things.
He cracked open a. I saw one where he cracked open a canister of water from World War II, and he wanted to test it because he made the mistake before of actually drinking something like that before, and I think he got some sort of like parasite or something like that or something.
Yeah.
And he got pretty sick. And so he was like, I'm testing it. So he actually ended up filtering it just to make sure it was safe to drink. And he tested it because he was like, look, guys, it had like little bits of rust in it and everything like that. And all that, you know, it looked nasty. And so he drank it and he was like, it tastes very metallic.
It just tasted very metallic.
And I could see that.
Yeah, any of that old stuff. I mean, I get the idea of doing it. Like, hey, let me get a Crystal Pepsi from 1993 and crack it open and try it. But I mean, it's been 30 some odd years.
Yeah,
you probably shouldn't like you said. We talked about the Colt 45 Power Master. He's like, he's got it's 30 years old. I mean. It's been in a can for that long. It's probably not good for you, especially in a can. I guess it's one thing if it's in a bottle.
If it's in a bottle, probably.
Because, I mean, that's glass. It's not the can. You don't know how. No. You can't see anything. No. But when you see some of these things and you're like, oh, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, he does some crazy stuff. You know, actually, the video, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the video that got him famous was back before it was before YouTube was a big thing. It was when Vine was a big thing.
Yeah,
and that was the first video I ever saw of LA Beast was him chugging a whole handle of Jack Daniels.
Wow.
He did it like a champ. God bless. His name on YouTube or in Instagram or anything is called LA Beast.
Oh yeah.
He's funny. He always does the thing. He's like, have a good day.
What was the other cat's name? Shoe Nice.
He was from Vine.
Yeah,
and Vine. I miss Vine. Was great. I miss Vine. Was good. I bought into that during that time frame of the origination of Twitter.
Yeah,
and then Vine was, you know, the video substitute at the time, but it was like you would clip up in like these short little clips, and this was probably like 2012, 2013. So I'd make these little clips, like at friends' houses, and either drinking or we were playing like cornhole or something, and just doing like these little drinking clips with it there, and then all of a sudden, then it like it vanished. And then it was, I think somebody bought Vine. I forget who bought Vine, but it was one of those things where it was like these little things, and like the original Twitter, the original Vine, and the OG like Instagram before it was what it is now, where it's this over conglomerate corporate thing, when it seemed like it was just like this wild, wild west of like social media before the big companies took over and you can actually interact with people out there. I mean, and to an extent, I mean, a few years ago, I mean, that's how we connected, you know. It's still out there. I mean, it can still happen out there, but it's not the same anymore as it used to be when it comes to social media and stuff like that out there.
I think Vine was the... What I liked about Vine is it was the 70s, 80s, and 90s people that realized, hey, all the stupid shit that we did as a kid, we can now record it and put it online.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we're going to do it. And so that was Vine. That was what Vine was.
Because it was. It was, you know, like 13 years ago or so. And you're in like that late 20s range where you're an adult, but you don't really feel like you're an adult yet.
Yeah.
Like that range of responsibilities and everything. And you can still do this stuff, put it out there, but you're not going like overly crazy as like kids would do, but you're like, hey, you know, we're drinking, we're having fun. We're like I said, we're playing cornhole or can jam or some outdoor game and just having a good time out there. And you can clip it up in between. And then people would like it and comment it and follow you out there. And it was kind of the classics out there.
It was a good, that I loved Vine. That was my TikTok. I would scroll through Vine. And I mean, I think it was funnier than TikTok. Some of the shit that I saw on there, I was like, my God, you actually did that? Okay. I want to try that. Please don't try it at home. I'm like, oh, I will.
Don't try this. Oh, well, maybe I will. I might try maybe it out.
If I get enough alcohol on me, I will.
Yeah.
It's true.
So some of mine, you know, was like shoe nice. Like what you put on your feet, shoe nice.
Yeah.
And Badlands Booker. Those are the guys I watched back then. Badlands Booker is a OG classic chugger. And that's my style of drinking.
He used to be, the fastest chugger in the world, if I'm not mistaken. He used to hold the record, if I'm not mistaken, but somebody passed it.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. My eye itches.
It's that pink eye, man.
Pink eye. Hey.
No, but some of the stuff that he chugs, some guys do it quicker or whatever, but he is just classic in the way he does it. With a lot of class, sophisticated chugging. I mean, I watched him do 440s in under 10 minutes.
God bless. Rodoff, so you need to step it up, man.
I think he called it.
Well, we were saying, you know, episode 400. You know, and Roadhouse needs his 40-ounce chug redemption.
Yeah.
That might be the time to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do 40.
No. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying do that many. I'm just saying for the, you know, the issue we had the last time, that's probably a good time to do the redemption of at least one. You know what you should do?
I think they called it the 1600 Club. 440s and...
under 16 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. He does it like it's nothing.
See, I think what you should do, Roadhouse, is next time get like a 40-ounce cup or like the boot.
No, I'll do it out of the bottle.
You do it out of the bottle? Okay.
Yeah.
I said that'll help you chug it faster. I don't know though. I mean,
Badlands Booker does do Dosh boot.
Yeah.
He'll do
I've seen him do Dosh boot.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken has their Sweet Lightning Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it out of Das Boot.
Yep.
Ooh, man.
That's right. I bet that burp was fucking epic.
I think you brought this up a while back.
I have.
Sweet Lightning. I still haven't had it.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Lightning.
Tell me tomorrow you'll go stop at a KFC and get Sweet Lightning.
Yeah, I haven't been to a KFC recently. I don't know. I mean,
don't get the food. Just get the drink.
Just get the drink. I mean, I'll leave.
Hey, fuck y'all's chicken. I just want the drink.
I mean, I'll leave. I just haven't been to KFC recently. I mean, I know by me, the Popeyes is what we have. I mean, there is KFCs in the area, just not
Popeyes is solid.
Yeah, I mean, I like Popeyes
over here. I would not eat at the Popeyes here. First thing, it took two times to turn me off. The first time, I got a box of chicken and I got a sweet tea. Nothing was wrong with the sweet tea. The box of chicken, I opened it up and there was a roach in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Right? Bonus.
Second time,
nothing was in my box of chicken, but in a clear 32-ounce, like, large sweet tea was a fucking huge-ass roach just sitting up top on it. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. And they're like, oh, we'll give you a free meal. I was like, no, fuck your free meal. I don't want any more roaches.
Just get another roach.
I'm done. I'm done. I was like, yeah, y'all did it twice. I said, fool me twice. You're fucking done. No.
Now, do you guys have a Bojangles near you?
In Dallas. It's about 3 hours away. I love Bojangles. Oh.
Bojangles.
No, we don't have them. We don't have them. I've had them there. I think when I was in North Carolina, I got Bojangles because I was like, shit, I've heard of it, but we don't have them in Jersey. But I have had it before, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Bojangles is good. That place knows what they're doing.
So, you know, KFC... they're just riding on their name.
They are. That's all they do.
Years back, their chicken was great. I got, you know, I get so pissed when I talk about this. You can go to KFC and get a family pack, say, 12-piece, all the size. It's like $40.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's insane.
And their drumsticks are like drummies if you got to order wings.
Yeah, that's what they're small.
Yeah.
You can eat that thing in one bite. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll go in there and just get Sweet Lightning. Excuse me. I got a good fucking righteous buzz.
Yeah.
Is that jackpot? You hit the jackpot right. Buzzes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, it's aggravating that, you know, this conversation is going to make me mad.
Hey, yeah, no, you need some more of that jackpot, you know? There you go. Uh-oh, it peed a little bit.
Yeah, it peed. I was going to say, we had a KFC in town in where I am, but I went there a few times, and I was not happy with how the food was. And
yes,
maybe a year or two ago, they closed it. It's gone now. And then just maybe 6 or 7 months ago, they put in the Popeyes in town, a different building, different spot. And I've gone there a few times, and Popeyes is pretty solid. And sometimes they'll send in the coupons in the mail.
Yep.
And you'll get like the family deal of like the 12-piece sides, biscuits, all that stuff for like $28 or something like that. And like, oh, that's a pretty solid deal.
That's actually pretty solid.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Yeah. They'll get some of that stuff. They have some good deals in the coupons. And I'm not one. I am all in on coupons. If you send me coupons for stuff, I'm like, I'm cheap. Yeah. I mean, you see what we deal with here. You know, we're always looking for the best bang for the buck here. If it's booze or it's food out there. And I'll get the coupons, and we try it. And I think a few weeks ago we had that, and it was like the family deal and two sides and the chicken and biscuits.
That's
great. But yeah, the last couple times I had KFC, I was not impressed with it. I mean, I'll give it another shot. But as we were saying, yeah, I wish we had a Bojangles over here. Bojangles, because when I've had it, I'm like, that's pretty good. And I know a lot of people always, there's some people out there that are like rave reviews out there for that stuff.
Y'all ever notice when you pull up to a KFC, the parking lot's empty? Yeah. It almost looks like it's closed down. Every KFC I've seen. And it's because they just don't do it right anymore.
Yeah, I was just saying, the one we had here in my town for years, it was like, it was open, but nobody was there.
Yeah.
Right. Colonel Sanders is rolling in his grave.
He is, that poor guy. Damn, he needs four Locos. You know, what do you
me being in Kentucky, and probably less than 60 miles away, we have Claudia Sanders, which is Colonel Sanders' wife.
Oh.
And so there's a restaurant called Claudia Sanders. They cook fried chickens, home cooking. And I don't know if they're still open or not. But you can go in there. It's their house on their property. And you just go in there, and it's buffet style. You go in there and get your plate, eat. It's so good. Good chicken, good everything. Now, it's not cooked like KFC. It's southern fried cooking.
Yeah,
that's home style.
That's what you want. Yeah. I love some good solid fried chicken. That's like, that's like my go-to of everything. Sometimes you just have that craving for like that good fried chicken, and and you can't always go to like KFC or Popeyes. It's not the same, but you want like that like down home.
Yep.
Fried chicken,
like mama cooked it. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and that's like,
what Claudia Sanders was.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You want that.
You go in there and fix your plate like you would at home.
Oh yeah,
and
I might have to look that up, man. Because
it's in Shelbyville. It's not.
I will 100% this year. I will be coming to Kentucky for sure. My niece is getting married, so I will be there for sure. No excuses. I can't. If I don't show up, chicken. I'm not a part of family anymore. So I got to show up. But I'm going to have to look that up. Claudia Sanders. Yeah. Oh, Claudia. I bet she worked on Fremont. Man, there's this one that we were all, I'm telling you, man, she was, we called America. Because she had her boobs out, and all she had on her boobs was little American flag pasties. Ooh. And those were fake. They were 100% fake. Like, Lane was like, if y'all get me a lap dance with her, I will love you guys forever. I was like, I don't know. I bet her price is insane. I'm good. You could pass by her a few more times and enjoy the view, but no.
Yeah, I'm not paying.
But
I'm not
bless, this woman was just, I bet she's paid hundreds of thousands of dollars on her body, you know, just to make it look like that. And I bet Fremont Street paid for it, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, the money she makes there just goes right to the next one. Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it. You know what? Actually, Marcelo, funny thing. Marcelo is the name of the guy that got married. He actually got a lap dance from her after. I didn't ask the price. But after he got married, I guess one of the guys paid for him to get a lap dance from her, because we didn't really have a bachelor party technically.
Okay,
so it was like after bachelor party, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was pretty fucked up, but I did
remember. Yeah, it was a little reverse, but hey, it worked out in the end.
Yeah, he got a lap dance from America, and I do remember Lane be like, "Oh man, I wish that was me." Like, man, if you didn't spend your whole paycheck in the casino, you would have been great.
You could have paid for it.
You know? Like, yeah, poor guy. He got drawn in by the slot machines. And
hey,
Roadhouse, if you ever go, just don't get drawn in by the slot machines.
I don't think I'll go. I mean.
Dude, you can go and not even go on the slot machines. There's so much to do. Like, they had one.
I will play
they had one show. And I don't know if y'all are big fans of Star Wars like I am, but I love Star Wars. They had it's called The Empire Strips Back. It wasn't fully nude. It was like the burlesque show. It was a burlesque show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we didn't go. One of the other artists and his wife went. I wanted to go, but I was like, eh, we're going to go hit up Fremont again, you know? So, but I think next time I'll go.
There's so many shows going on. Star Wars in the theater when it was released.
He also Eiffel Towered, what's her name? Helen Keller. Back in the day. And then, you know, I'm kidding. I love you, Roadhouse. I love you, man. Poor deaf and blind woman. She didn't know what the hell was happening.
Man, see, Roadhouse doing his thing over there, you see.
He's like, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah, that's back when he was a Chippendales dancer. Yep.
See, out in Vegas on Fremont Street over there.
Funny thing, my friend Lane has like a big beer belly. And he walked up to one of the Chippendales dancers, and he goes, y'all think I could work for y'all? And the guy, like, put his hand on his belly, and he goes, how far are you along?
Dude,
I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I was like, God bless him. I looked at the
You talked about that buffet that says, what was it, 300 pounds?
Yeah.
350 pounds.
Man, I mean, I walk around at solid 320.
So you'll put on the extra to get it for three meals?
You put on 30 pounds to do it?
I would.
I mean, I would walk in there with you happy.
Can I put you in my backpack? I just thought
it was cool. I would.
I'll put you in a backpack and hit the weight limit.
Like a cat?
Yeah. Like a cat. Like a service animal.
I walk in there and I'm like, rah!
This is my service dog.
Yeah, this is my emotional dog. Support.
My homie.
Yeah.
My support animal.
I'm here to not eat all the food and get spanked. What's up?
I mean, literally, I walk around. My walk around weight is 320.
Hell yeah.
I'm a big guy.
That's that malt liquor weight.
A malt liquor, that Four Loko weight.
That's right.
There. So what do we think? What is the verdict on the?
I'm going to drink the other two happily. It is a very dangerous Four Loko. It's not your typical Four Loko. In the
books, because I'm slamming those other ones next few days.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
I know. We said originally we were like, oh, are we gonna do a live? We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. But nobody could wait. Timing wise of everything, so we said we wanted to get this recorded because people want to get these drank.
Yeah,
out there
they do,
and I think it's definitely a solid flavor, a solid beverage.
I mean, we're the leading edge of new releases and malt liquors and drinks.
Yeah, yeah,
we're a little bit behind the eight ball on the jackpot, but we're the creme de la creme.
Yeah, and we'll have to revisit the power rankings probably this year.
Because I'm point telling you, this is a
we got a few more now because we've had a few more. I mean, I think it was in early 2024, or late 2023. Yeah. I did my Four Loko power rankings, but there's been a few more released since then, and we'll have to revisit it because this solid flavor. If you like strawberry,
this might be a solid one.
Yeah, flavor here, definitely good. There's really not much of a Four Loko kick to it out there, and definitely drinkable.
And that was an easy one. It dethrones USA.
Ooh, yes, it does. Wow, yeah.
Yes, it does. Top, Rodas, top. You're 100% right.
Yeah, I would rank this above USA. Yes.
Yep.
It tastes like a pink Starburst. I have Starburst in my shop, and I'm going to open one up, and I'm going to eat a Starburst and then try it, and I'm going to see how it does.
It's a strawberry flavor, solid. It's just good.
Hey, look, guys, if you don't have the budget to get your woman a Valentine's gift, Four Loko jackpot.
It's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win.
You're gonna have a good time. Yeah. Kevin's right. It is the season. You know, Valentine's Day around the corner. So.
That's right. I just changed my Gobi lights to Valentine's. Yeah. So,
I was gonna say, pick up 2 4 Loko jackpots. Pour them in a glitter. I mean, it's nice and clear. We saw it was a clear.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe it was clear.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna
pour
be
out pink. The rest I got here. That's the end of the can here.
I can't believe it. I thought it was gonna be pink, but honestly, I don't blame them for making it clear, because it gives a Capri Sun taste too. Yeah, like
it's
the
mystery.
Sun, like, it's a mystery. Yeah. Yeah. But the strawberry daiquiri, I could taste the strawberry, but a strawberry daiquiri, I would say that.
Yeah, I would just say strawberry.
No, strawberry.
Daiquiri. I would just say strawberry, like a strawberry kiwi. I mean, like the Capri Sun strawberry kiwi type thing.
Yep.
Back in the day, we used to call that, for whatever reason, when we would hang out, we called that the strawberry kiwi, the queef juice. Was the strawberry kiwi queef juice of the strawberry kiwi Capri Sun out there? So if you want yourself some queef juice,
that's the new strawberry.
Get
Four Loko queef.
Get yourself some of the Four Loko jackpot here. The queef juice of the Four Loko. There, hey Four Loko. You know where to find us. You know where to find us here.
We want
you guys are slacking out there.
Look, I want a Four Loko jackpot jersey, guys. I mean, come on. I've got every other jersey. All right. I want a Four Loko jackpot jersey. So when I go back to Vegas,
you would think
I'm gonna wear it.
You would think they would do it.
3X.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, I did have a first because I've never watched Craps. Have y'all ever watched? I've seen it in movies.
Yeah, I've played Craps. Yeah,
I've never played it. I wanted to, but I the table that we were at, the buy-in was $1,000, and I was like, I'm good. These guys were bougie. They were bougie ass frat boys, and they were getting it. And I mean, the way you see it in the movies was the exact way I saw it in Vegas. Like they were cheering. They're like, whoa! Roll
U7,
let's go.
Yeah, it's tough to follow, and I've played it with friends. I played it a few times in Atlantic City, but I'm not a big craps guy, but I kind of get the idea of it.
I still don't understand the rules, but I'll get it because I want to play. I want to be that guy that's like cheering because the other guy didn't roll what he said he was going to roll.
Yeah,
you know. But these
that guy's fucked up, and now I want to get the.
I mean, I saw stacks of chips like this high, and I was like, "Y'all guys are rolling too hard for me, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I wanted to buy in, but I was like,
I know. I got $100 here. Can I get in? No.
I'd rather do a buy in for a Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
I didn't. You know what? I actually didn't see Texas Hold'em there. Which was kind of weird. I might not have looked hard enough. Also, I was going to do a first time, and I should have done it. If I would have done it, I would have won. I think I would have won $1,000 off of $100 because I was going to put $100 towards my Broncos to win. But I didn't understand sports betting over there. It was very confusing.
Yes.
But I didn't know that you could just walk up to the cashier and you could say, hey, I want to put $100 on the Broncos winning. I thought you had to say, I want to put $100 on the Broncos and this is going to be the score. That's what I thought. So I was like, I'm not going to put $100 and guess a score wrong. I just want to put $100 on my Broncos winning, but I didn't know you could do that. So it was very confusing on how they did it. They didn't really explain it very well. And so we were watching the game in the casino. We were watching the game after we finished tattooing, and we were the loudest motherfuckers in there. And all the vendors are like, "Why are y'all yelling?" It's because the Broncos and the Bills went.
Why are you
so
loud?
And I'm sitting here. My friend's a Bills fan. I'm a Broncos fan. We actually had a bet with each other on if the Broncos win, he has to wear a Broncos jersey and post it as his profile picture. And if the Bills win, I have to do the same thing with a Bills jersey, right? So So he's talking all this shit. He goes, we got a chance to win. They're in overtime, blah, blah. I said, fuck you, man. I'm just going to go over here and drink a beer because I didn't want to watch it. Well, I went back and I said, hey, what's the score? They were like, the Broncos just kicked a field goal. We don't know. I don't understand the rules right now because they changed a lot. And I was like, so do the Bills get another chance or what's going on? So walked off and then I walked back and all of their faces were just down. And I was like, what happened? They were like, the Broncos won. I was like, yes. I was like, thank God.
All right, I win. All right, let's go.
I could have turned $100 into $1,000. And I kind of hate that, you know. Like, I was like, next time I'll do it, you know.
You got it. But
Bo Nix freaking injured. He broke his ankle.
He broke his ankle in that game. Yeah, after the game, like, oh, hey, he broke his ankle. Like, okay, all right.
How do you break your ankle kneeling?
I think they said it happened before that. It was earlier. I think he didn't feel it.
Yeah,
because he had the adrenaline going. He was going through, and that's why I think I saw the play. It was an overtime. The play happened where he broke his ankle when he got tackled, but he didn't feel it until after. And I guess they're like, oh shit,
yeah,
you know, something's not right. And okay, now oh shit, my ankle's broken. Okay, now you're out for the season. Okay, you got the AFC Championship game coming up next week, and you're out. So
I don't understand it because they said he broke it on the knee, and then they were like, oh no, he played a little bit of the game with a broken ankle. I'm like, look, I've never broke my ankle, but how the hell do you play that good with a broken ankle?
Yeah.
Adrenaline or not, you know? I didn't understand it, but look, guys,
it's crazy.
The Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl, okay?
Kevin says Broncos Super Bowl winners here. Okay, we got to get through. I mean, I would hope they'll beat the Patriots. That'd be my hope. Yeah. You know, fingers crossed that they will. But if they get Super Bowl, it'll be tough whoever they face.
It's going to be a very interesting Super Bowl, guys. And honestly, I'm not looking forward to the Super Bowl halftime show because whatever. Yeah. It's not nostalgia. No. They need to bring back nostalgia.
If you're talking to us here, we'd be asking for anything nostalgia. I mean, Bad Bunny is not any of our things here. Nah. But we'd like to see people keep constantly saying, when's Metallica going to play the Super Bowl halftime? Like, that would be
great. Metallica and AC/DC.
I mean, after the whole Janet Jackson Super Bowl, they went through like these years of like they had Bruce Springsteen, they had Paul McCartney, they had like all these older acts out there to play it safe for it.
Yep.
Was Metallica playing? What are we gonna get? If Metallica played,
I would watch the halftime show. This one, I'm just gonna walk off and I'm gonna drink a little bit more and eat some wings.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think the Eminem Dr. Dre one a few years back.
That was a good one.
They did was pretty good. That's like the closest you could get to like the nostalgia type.
Yeah.
Thing. That was good. But hey, do that.
We were. I haven't looked it up, and I'm probably gonna Google it if y'all don't know it. But who's the female that played? With them, I forgot what her name was.
Don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm gonna look it up because we were talking about her actually earlier today, and it was I forgot what her name was, but she played with Biggie back in the day.
Oh, Kim.
Was it Lil Kim?
Was it Lil Kim?
Might have been Lil Kim.
Might have been.
That's what our. I said Lil Kim, but I wasn't 100% sure, and I forgot. I got so busy today, I didn't Google it. So I think it might have been Lil Kim, but I don't know who it was. But that was a very good halftime show.
It was.
I watched
every single bit of
it.
Probably one of the latest good ones. Yeah. Recently out there, but hey, we'll see.
We'll see what happens
this year out there. But hey, if you want a Super Bowl drink,
this is it.
Or
this
Loco Jackpot out there. Definitely solid. I think we all agree the Four Loco Jackpot
It did.
I mean, we'll see. We'll drink some more. We'll see. We always say the first time, and then you have your second time, your redemption. You try it out a few more times out there. Kevin wasted a little bit. He peed a little bit. It happens. Got a little excited. It's okay.
Yeah, but that's a solid one. It reminds me of the new pregames.
Yeah.
It does, because it doesn't have that Four Loko taste to it. So if y'all want a good Super Bowl drink.
If you want that, you want a King Cobra? Either way. A lot of options here. We give you options here on the podcast to say, okay, what do you want to enjoy? Do you want a classic malt liquor? Do you want a Four Loko? We have you covered here on the podcast. So do us a solid.
We do.
Smash the subscribe button. Over 18,000 subscribers now and counting. Crazy. On our way to 20K. And at 20K, that last can of Code 45 double malt. And I'm sure the guys here will bring something special for 20K.
I will.
And a few months down the line, after 20K, we will have the 400th episode of the podcast. Now over 11 years and counting of the podcast.
Yes.
So do us a solid.
Yes.
Subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Tell your friends. Spread the word. The best and worst in cheap booze. Hey, we get stuff out there. If it's not us yapping here for an hour and change about cheap booze and nonsense, you can get some other great classic clips, shorts, all the good stuff here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. So, guys, anything else you want to say before we sign off here? Roadhouse is good. I know he's good. He had his King Cobra. He had his jackpot.
Yes.
He's good.
I'm good.
Yeah. He's good. Look, guys, if you're traveling like me, share the good word of Bum Wine Bob. I'm telling you, I did it from Texas all the way to Vegas.
Good
Everywhere
job.
We stopped, I was like, hey, check this podcast out.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
subscribe. You don't have to be like a Jehovah's Witness. You just got to say, hey, check this podcast out.
That's it. You just gotta smash that subscribe button. It doesn't cost a penny if you want to subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob channel.
You get this good shit here. Oh, it's upside down.
Hey, it's fine. Yeah. People will figure out how to work it. People know how to work computers these days. It's all right.
That's right. We had a great time.
We had a good time here. King Cobras, Four Locos, jackpot. Check it out. If you find it in your area, give the jackpot a try. Definitely a solid beverage here. I'm sure we will revisit it in the coming months here. So that's why we got to subscribe. Subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. For Kevin the Tattoo Dude, that's Roadhouse. I am Bum Wine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.